Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the World Credit Union Conference here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, where it's a little bit rainy today,
but I
think the sun's going to come out this afternoon. So good news on that front. And look who's in the studio lounge. Oh my gosh, Corlinda Wooden from Unitas Community Credit Union. How are you, Corlinda?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I think this is the first time we've met in person.
It is.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Long time coming, but
exactly.
Glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here as well, because we got some cool stuff to talk about, some awards and all sorts of really neat stuff here. But how's the conference going for you so far? We're like, I don't know, day three, four, five?
Yeah,
two?
It has been amazing just to be able to meet folks from across the world who have similarities but differences, and we can learn from each other. Mm-hmm. It is just glorious.
Yeah, it's the ultimate melting pot that I call it, so, for the credit union industry,
right.
That is. So, hey, you guys at Unitas Community just won an award for a piece of technology that you guys developed. And so you want to share a little bit about that? I think it's you guys won the Digital Growth Award.
Yes.
So share with me about that good news.
Yes, that was such an honor. Yesterday was the first time when they announced the award that we learned that five different continents had submitted submissions for this award, and we won. And so it's just an incredibly proud moment.
Well done.
And it really came from us listening to our community and our community partners, mm-hmm. and collaboration with other credit unions.
Right.
So in Portland, there are five credit unions who have come together, mm-hmm. to support the Urban League of Portland.
Right.
And with that, we are helping the clients of Urban League make it through their financial goals and dreams that they have.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they are struggling, whether they are thriving, we're here to pair them up with a financial coach amongst one of the five credit unions.
How cool is that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. So what sparked this idea to get this rolling? Again, I mean, a cooperative project, if you will. So what sparked the idea to get it going?
Yes, absolutely. So we had some unrest in Portland after the death of George Floyd,
mm-hmm.
and with that, we knew that we needed to come together and better support our Black and Brown community,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and that's where the Financial Empowerment Collaborative is, the five credit unions that came together. And then we realized there's also some experience that I learned in the past that you need an even way to disperse referrals,
mm-hmm.
and that's the beauty of what this does. So it's a win for the credit unions behind the scenes, so that the referrals from the Urban League are evenly split amongst, based on the services that the credit unions provide.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the flip side, the client wins because they're getting that pairing with a financial coach,
mm-hmm.
someone who,
mm-hmm.
can help them be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the community partner wins because they're able to have a trusted partner to support their client.
Yeah.
And oftentimes we find that folks, you know, coming through a community partner adds that layer of trust,
mm-hmm.
that is so much stronger than if the credit union were to just try and reach out directly.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that conduit, if you will. So yeah,
right,
it's so
right.
important. And to have this at kind of a credit union foundation, just adds that's the icing on the cake, if you will.
Yes,
so
yes.
And to have credit unions behind all this type of stuff. So when did you guys start this or create this? I mean, obviously right after the unrest in Portland, or how long has it been in the
Financial
works?
Empowerment Collaborative has been in the works since that period.
Okay.
And then the development of AZ really came to fruition over the course of a year.
Okay.
And we named it after AZ Taylor Morton.
Also, I was going to ask you, share with me the name as well, 'cause that's pretty unique.
So she is the first and only U.S. Treasurer, Black woman U.S. Treasurer.
Oh, wow.
And
okay, cool.
So we wanted to pay homage and honor that,
mm-hmm,
and it just
mm-hmm.
fit so perfectly with a financial app.
Yeah.
So
No doubt. You guys at Unitas are always doing some really fantastic stuff, not only for your members, but the communities at large as well, and then working with other credit unions in that area as well. So so what did FTSI, did they help design
this?
Share about that.
We partner with them behind the scenes, and FTSI has added a new innovation wing to their suite of services, and that was where we were able to tap in and say, hey, we have this great idea.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we can turn this into an app. Do you think you can create it? And the answer was absolutely.
Of course. I think we all know who the app man is. Mr. Brett Wooden over there. So, but yeah, so that, yeah, fantastic. So I'm glad you guys got together and collaborated in that area. There's also another thing in here, Spanish virtual assistant chatbot.
Yes.
Tell me about that. This sounds kind of cool as well.
This is another huge proud moment. So our CEO, Steve Stapp, and myself are both incredibly passionate about serving the Hispanic community. I identify as half Mexican, and I've helped credit unions at Filene Research Institute get their ITIN lending programs up and running. So it was a wealth of experience that I had. Steve had come from his credit union experience in California, helping credit unions get their programs up and running. And so together, we've just been an amazing force to lead the path for our credit union.
Okay.
And with that, we have made sure that we have strong partnerships along the way. So we've partnered with Coopera. We've partnered with Inclusive. We were the fastest credit union to get our Juntos Avanzamos designation.
Well done.
And it was just this journey that, at the end of the day, is all about helping people remove barriers. And we know that the Hispanic community is one of the fastest growing communities across the world.
Oh, yeah.
And for us, it was a great opportunity to grow the credit union and a great opportunity to better serve. And so with that, we've developed products and services over the years. We now have an ITIN mortgage. We are the first credit union in the Pacific Northwest to launch a Spanish-speaking chatbot or virtual assistant.
I love that.
It has just been an amazing ride. And this is just the beginning.
Yeah, I know. It's just only going to get better for here, for sure. So, hey, last thing I wanted to cover was your session. Did it already happen?
No, it happened this afternoon.
Pressure's on. Okay, all right. Woo. A little nerves here. No, overcoming the board recruitment and development dilemma. So I'm really interested to hear about, because we're going to have Austin Brown, and he's going to come in from kind of the Jamaican perspective. So what's the Unitas community perspective on this?
Do you want
to share that?
Yeah, it bleeds into what we've already discussed, where we're thinking about how our community partnerships and the communities we serve, and does our board represent that when we look at the board makeup? And so we work really hard to evaluate what is it that we're looking for, what is it that we need, and how can we close that gap?
Okay.
And that's something we've been very intentional with, and we're very proud to say that we have an amazing makeup on our board today, and we just want to share those best practices with credit unions.
I think that's obviously it's a session here, so it's an important topic, but I think it's so timely because there's so much transition going on in the, like in the C-suite, if you will, and even in the boardroom as well, so there's a lot of transition. So I think this is one that's going to be standing room only for sure.
Thank you.
What do you want folks to take away? I mean, what's the big takeaway from this session, do you think?
I think the big takeaway is to definitely just make that definition for your credit union. Every credit union has a different community, and so every credit union can look and feel a little differently. But at the end of the day, the more diverse your board is, the more diverse your products will be, and the more diverse your membership will be.
Yeah.
So
I think there's lots of studies out there to prove that.
Absolutely.
So and you know that very, very well. So so good stuff. All right, Corlinda, anything else to add on your vast list?
Oh my gosh, this is great. This has been a good three topics for us this morning. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. All right, Corlinda Wooden, everybody from United's Community Credit Union, making some waves in this industry. Well done.
All right, thank
Bravo.
You.
Bravo.
Good job. Community Financials. Present CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.